Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. High temperatures reach up to 76 today under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 49. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 86. Mainly sunny skies Friday, with daytime highs approaching 85. 66, chance of rain showers Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A measles outbreak is spreading in southwest Kansas. JP Bizet has more.
Health officials have confirmed 10 measles cases in children across Grant, Morton, and Stevens counties. 9 were unvaccinated, and 1 had only received 1 dose of the MMR vaccine. These are the first measles cases in Kansas since 18. Local health departments warn more cases are likely, especially among the unvaccinated. No hospitalizations or deaths have been reported in Kansas. Health officials urge residents to ensure vaccinations are up to date to prevent further spread.
Human remains found in southeast Kansas are likely those of a missing teenager. They were found Sunday in a wooded area west of Columbus in Cherokee County. 19-year-old Jaden Santini disappeared in November 2023. Investigators believe the remains are his. The sheriff's office is investigating, and they do not suspect foul play. The remains have been turned over to the coroner's office as the investigation continues. Tips are welcome at the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Starting next year, the three-day grace period for returning mail-in ballots will no longer be in effect, as on Tuesday, the Kansas State House and Senate voted to override Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a bill that mandates that voters must return their ballots by 7 p.m. on the day of the election. The Senate passed the bill on March 14th and sent it to Governor Kelly for her signature. However, she vetoed it on Monday. The following day, on Tuesday, the Senate voted to override her veto with a vote of 30 to 10, and the bill was then sent to the House, where legislatures also overrode it with a vote of 84 to 41. However, previously, voters had a three-day grace period to submit their ballots, provided the ballot was postmarked by Election Day. However, beginning January 1, 2026, any voter who requests an advance voting ballot must return it by 7 p.m. on Election Day. A fight over who should get the most access to some hunting permits in Kansas has made its way to the State House, where lawmakers are taking sides on whether to limit certain out-of-state hunters to just 3 days a week. Winfield Representative Webster Roth, an opponent of the plan, said as it stands now, it could cost Kansans millions in tourism dollars, as this bill actually impacts the entire state of Kansas, and it impacts all hunters in Kansas by raising their fees. Roth is against the proposal to raise the cost of hunting permits and confine non-Kansans to hunting waterfowl on public land to just Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Senator Virgil Peck, who is for the plan, said the reason this legislation passed the body was to protect Kansas's in-state waterfowl hunters to give them more opportunities to hunt some of the better places. He said they were also having a problem with some of Kansas's migratory birds changing their flight patterns because of excessive hunting in certain areas. Lawmakers working the bill in the Kansas House had a lot of concerns about how much it might cost Kansans. Representative Dale Helwig said if they want Kansas to be a destination for hunters, why would they restrict waterfowl hunting for just out-of-state hunters to only 3 days a week? State representatives had planned to work on the proposal more next year to figure out a way to protect Kansas's access to hunting sites without costing the state too much money. However, Senator Peck wasn't willing to wait, adding the proposal to another hunting bill under debate last week. Senators approved the amended idea with an overwhelming majority, just 3 voting against it, which set it up to be an argument with the Kansas House. On Tuesday, Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan encouraged job seekers and employers interested in construction careers to take advantage of an upcoming virtual job fair that is hosted by Kansas Works, and the sector-specific fair will be held from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, April 9th. Tolan said as Kansas continues on and a strong trajectory of economic growth, there has been a corresponding increase in new building construction across the state. So many employers are eager to hire hardworking Kansans ready to fill the many open construction roles and at the same time build a new and better Kansas. The virtual job fair allows anyone searching for a new position to fill out applications, chat live, and interview virtually with participating employers. The virtual job fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally as employers may request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability may request accommodation by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Registration is required to participate in virtual job fairs regardless of your previous participation. And for more information and to register, you can visit kansasworks.com. In Nebraska news, a former David City High School coach pled not guilty on Thursday to sending sexually charged text messages to a student. 37-year-old Jeremy Andale waived his preliminary hearing in Butler County Court, and the judge forwarded his case to district court after he was charged with third-degree sexual abuse by a school employee and child enticement. Court documents allege that he sent inappropriate text messages to a 16-year-old girl, and from September 2023 to May 2024, he had sent over 1,700 texts. Andale was a girls' wrestling coach. However, authorities said the victim was not on the team. On April 1st, Andale is scheduled to be arraigned in Butler County District Court. Nebraska Game and Parks announced on Monday that portions of the Red Willow State Recreation Area are temporarily closed after a fire burned approximately 85 acres in the park on Saturday. The fire, which was reported at about 12:40 p.m., was contained to the southwest side of the dam. No structures were affected and no injuries were reported, though this area of the park, which includes South Lookout and Red Willow Campgrounds, will remain closed to camping and hiking until further notice. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. However, it is suspected to have originated from an unintended campfire at a campsite. Nebraska Game and Parks law enforcement is seeking Wildlife Crime Stoppers tips about the fire, and they can be reported anonymously on their website, outdoornebraska.gov. 8 area fire departments and several neighboring landowners with tractors joined Nebraska Game and Parks Wildlife and Parks staff to contain the Saturday fire, and the fire departments from Red Willow, McCook, Culbertson, Beaver City, Maywood, Curtis, Hayes Center, and Indianola also assisted. The Red Willow Fire Department and Game and Parks staff are continuing to monitor for hot spots. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
In a news release shared late on Tuesday night, the Smith County Sheriff's Office confirmed that one person died at the scene of a motel fire that was reported early on Tuesday morning in Smith Center. The person was pronounced dead after being found unresponsive and was pulled from the building. On Tuesday night, the Sheriff's Office reported that a little after 5 a.m., first responders were alerted to the fire at the home on the Range Lodge Motel on East Highway 36. and the Smith County Sheriff's Office, along with investigators from the Kansas Fire Marshal and Sedgwick County, is conducting an ongoing investigation that is not yet finalized. However, no foul play is suspected at this time. And Smith County Sheriff Travis Conway said further updates can be expected upon the investigation's completion. The Kansas State Fire Marshal's office confirmed that two of the department's special agents responded to a request by the Smith County Sheriff's Office to assist with the investigation into the deadly fire that was reported at the Home on the Range Lodging Motel in Smith Center. And the Kansas Fire Marshal reported that a K-9 from Sedgwick County Fire District 1 is also assisting with the fire investigation. The officers and members of Phillipsburg Fire Department and Phillips County Rural District No. 1 Fire Department is thanking several organizations for their generosity in support of their recent grant request for equipment upgrades. They reported that the contributions enabled the departments to purchase a new Ford F-550 with 500 gallons of water capacity and 20 gallons of foam. And this truck has a capacity of 2 1.5-inch crosslays, 2 whip lines, and a booster reel. This truck replaces an outdated 2001 Ford F-350 brush truck, which previously only held 300 gallons of water. The Phillipsburg Fire Department and Phillips County Rural District No. 1 Fire Department wants to thank the organizations that made this possible, and they include the Dane G. Hansen Foundation, the Albert Morgan and Lenoa A. Morgan Charitable Foundation, the Darwin and Lorene Cole Charitable Foundation, the Phillips County Community Foundation, and Rangeland Cooperatives Incorporated and Co-Bank. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is encouraging dairy producers to enroll in Dairy Margin Coverage, or DMC, an important safety net program that helps offset milk and feed prices. This year, DMC sign-up began January 29th, and the deadline to enroll is March 31st, 2025. USDA Farm Service Agency Deputy State Executive Director Joshua Ritter said they encourage producers to join the 67 dairy operations in Kansas that have already signed up for this important safety net program in advance of the deadline. He said at 15 cents per hundredweight for $9.50 coverage, risk protection through dairy margin coverage is a cost-effective tool to manage risk and provide security for dairy operations. The American Relief Act of 2025 extended provisions of the Agricultural Improvement Act of 2018, the 2018 Farm Bill, authorizing DMC for coverage year 2025. DMC provides dairy operations with risk management coverage that pays producers when the difference or margin between the national price of milk and the average cost of feed falls below a certain level selected by the program participants. DMC offers different levels of coverage minus an administrative fee, though the administrative fee is waived for dairy producers who are considered limited resource, beginning, socially disadvantaged, or a military veteran. DMC payments are calculated using updated feed and premium hay costs, making the program more reflective of actual dairy producer expenses, and these updated feed calculations use 100% premium alfalfa hay. For more information on DMC, you can visit or contact your local USDA service center. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having chicken supreme, green beans, baby carrots, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pulled pork sandwich or shredded roast beef sandwich, baked beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken and noodles, potatoes, roll, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 76 and breezy with an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become south 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 49 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Thursday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 86 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 53. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday it should be sunny with a high near 85. On Saturday, there's a 40% chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 61. On Sunday, there's a chance of rain and snow showers before 1 p.m., then a chance of rain showers. It should be mostly cloudy on Sunday with a high near 47. On Monday, partly sunny with a high near 49. And on Tuesday, there's a 20% chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 60. Currently, with fair skies, it is 41 degrees. The humidity is 76%. The wind speed is east at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.25. The dew point is 34 degrees. And our current wind chill is 37 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Luck is on your side this March at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Save big on a 2015 or newer vehicle loan with rates as low as 5% APR. Treat yourself with a new vehicle or refinance your current vehicle loan from another lender. This offer ends March 31st, so don't delay. Let UNWFCU save you some green this spring. Special terms and conditions apply. Rates are subject to increase. NCUA insured. Equal housing lender.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. One of the brightest young stars in Major League Baseball has been named MLB's first ever Play Ball Ambassador as MLB embarks on the 10th year of its Play Ball initiative. Royal superstar shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. has been named the ambassador. The 24-year-old shortstop will represent the initiative, which aims to encourage casual forms of baseball and softball play to help grow the sport. Witt Jr. was named the ambassador just days before beginning his fourth big league season with the Royals as a Play Ball Ambassador. Ambassador Witt Jr. will play a central role in MLB's attempts to encourage youth baseball and softball participation. The Texas native, who Kansas City selected second overall in the 2019 MLB draft, will be featured each week on MLB Network's Play Ball show, designed to educate young fans about the game. Witt will be on the show with tips and trivia each week. The Royals open the season Thursday at 3:10 p.m. when they take on the Guardians from Kauffman Stadium. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Newport.
ValleyVet.com.
It's important to know who's who in your livestock operation. Get them tagged with help from Valley Vet Supply for easy individual animal identification. Valley Vet has the best cattle ear tags on the market, including Z-Tags, Y-Tex, Allflex, and other trusted brands, as well as supplies for goat and sheep ear tagging and feedlot tags. In addition to ear tags, you'll find the tools you need, like the proper ear tag applicators, replacement parts, markers, and ink. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.